You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Buffalo with the win on the road, 24-10 at New England. We'll talk about that and some running back situations right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Well, you only got about 21 fantasy points from Josh Allen. Let's talk about it here. I'm Adam Azer with Jamie Eisenberg. We probably don't need to spend all 5 minutes on this game. What were your fantasy takeaways?
Stephon Diggs is awesome. Ramondre Stevenson is still going to be a huge factor in the passing game. The Patriots punt returner had more receiving yards than the Patriots receivers, I think, if I saw correctly. Look, it's a bad night all the way around for the Patriots, aside from Ramondre, which is kind of what you expected. And like you said, you know, down game for Josh Allen, but there's no real panic on him. I mean, I think it's just, you know, Gabe Davis gets a touchdown, you're saved in that regard, but he's hard to say he's a must-start receiver. Yeah. And Isaiah McKenzie did not build off of his good game, you know, to the level that you hoped, at least where you'd say, okay, maybe he's somebody you can feel comfortable about. But, I'll tell you what, the one takeaway is James Cook should get a lot more opportunities. Yeah. He looked fantastic.
That was really interesting. I mean, Singletary was working, you know, near the goal line, got the goal line touchdown. I think he was probably in for most, if not all, of the goal to go situations, but definitely Cook had a big showing. That was an interesting development there. And I think if you look at last week's game with Josh Allen, where he scored something like 33 points at the Lions, and this week's game, I actually think he played, it looked a lot better and a lot healthier this game. He was inaccurate last week. Tonight, he was terrific. I mean, came up a yard short of a rushing touchdown, or he has a really big game. And they ran the ball so successfully and just had a big lead. But I don't know, Jamie, I was actually pretty encouraged with the way Josh Allen played. And he had that 41-yard touchdown pass to Diggs that was called back on a hold. So just watching him throw, never would have known he had an elbow injury. So I at least come away encouraged by that. I don't know how you felt.
Yeah, I think if there's anything to be concerned about, it might be that the offensive line is, you know, a little bit banged up. And, you know, he's getting the ball out quick, you know, which is good for him, but, you know, not getting the chance to take as many downfield shots as you would like, which is probably a big problem for Gabe Davis. So something to keep an eye on there, but, you know, they did indicate Dawkins, you know, with the extra time to get healthy, that should hopefully help against the Jets.
Yeah.
And we'll see what the Jets defense looks like coming out of the game against Minnesota.
Okay. And of course we'll keep an eye on Jakobi Meyers, who left late with a head injury on a vicious hit. So hopefully he's okay.
He was really uninvolved until that end of the game.
Oh, pretty much everyone was.
Yeah.
I mean, Ramondre Stevenson made his day with a lot of catches on that last drive. So let's take a look at the running back injuries now. And there are a bunch of backfields that we're looking at. And why don't we start with the Buccaneers, actually, because Leonard Fournette's been practicing. And what are you thinking about? It's a Monday night game, so we don't know what's going to happen necessarily. But as of right now, what are you thinking about the Bucs?
So I went into the week with Rashad White as a top 10 running back, you know, based on the 9 catches that he had in the overtime game against the Browns in week 12, hoping that he would have a similar type of role. We have now ranked Leonard Fournette, so by the time you're watching this, listening to this, you'll be able to see where Fournette is ranked. I'm assuming Dave and Heath have done it. For me, I put Fournette in the flex range. I dropped White from a number one running back to right around RB20, you know, better in PPR than non-PPR. I think he'll still be the lead guy. I think he'll still be the one working on passing downs, but he's obviously not going to get the same workload that we saw. So this is going to be the split that we were expecting to see coming off the Munich game when he sort of took the lead role, or was expected to have the lead role. But I would start him over Fournette if you have to make that call.
Okay, it does not look like J.K. Dobbins is going to play this week. It does look like Joe Mixon is trending in the right direction, certainly. And, you know, fingers crossed he will play. This is following sort of the typical progression through the concussion protocol before playing. Najee Harris and Michael Carter not looking quite as good for them, Jamie. So the best running back in the Jets and or Steelers backfield, in the two backfields, who's the best running back looking like right now?
For me, it's Jalen Warren for the Steelers and Zonovan Knight for the Jets.
Bam.
I think it will be splits for both. I think it'll be a better situation for Warren over Snell just based on how the Steelers will probably operate and the matchup against the Falcons. I think Knight will be the leader in carries, potentially catches. I am a little bit concerned about his role in the passing game maybe getting a little bit overhyped because he had more receptions than Ty Johnson in the game last week against the Bears. I would not be surprised if Johnson has more receptions, and we know for Mike White and this offense, that could be the better situation. So I wouldn't discount Ty Johnson as a potential flex this week.
Okay, and then the 49ers, McCaffrey is going to play, but we don't know about the Raiders. I mean, Josh Jacobs was limited. You're still expecting Josh Jacobs?
The fact that at least the one report I saw that he was on the practice field is a very positive sign. So, you know, I think for the Josh Jacobs manager, you should definitely have one of Zamir White or Amir Abdullah. Clearly, White would be the one that you'd like to target first, just to make sure you have the potential backup there. But it sounds like Jacobs is going to be fine. He's my number one ranked running back this week in PPR, and I just hope that what we saw last week, playing through the calf injury, getting the walk-off, you know, 80-plus yard run, his work in the passing game since Waller and Renfro have gone down has been fantastic. And so hopefully that player is still there in a very good matchup this week against Chargers.
Okay. And it looks like, ETN's going to play, but this is not a certainty. So if nobody's picked up Hasty, it's not a terrible idea. Antonio Gibson missed practice, and we'll tell you more about it on Fantasy Football Today.
One more, though, just because if you can make a waiver move tonight, Melvin Gordon's worth taking a look at, you know, with Jerick McKinnon missing 2 days of practice and obviously, you know, Ronald Jones is there. Clearly Pacheco would be the lead guy, but I don't know what they would do in terms of the passing downs back. It would make a lot of sense just, you know, from an outside perspective to see what Melvin Gordon might have to offer, because clearly he's got the chops to be better than that in that role than I think Ronald Jones is. So if he's available on your waiver wire, pick him up this season.
All right, that's Jamie Eisberg. I'm Adam Azer. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Fantasy Football Today in 5 with some Beat the Waiver Wire. See you, everybody.